No. No, stay where you are. Do not break the stillness of this moment. For this is a time of mystery. A time when imagination is free and moves forward swiftly, silently. This is...
Island Ghost Radio!
Oh boy, that sounded like we were constipated.
I thought we were.
That's only me.
You know, I've never been constipated a day in my life.
You don't know what you're missing.
Yeah, the fun. The hours in the bathroom.
Never.
Oh, welcome everyone to Island Ghost Radio. I am Mike Taylor.
I'm Diane Constell.
I am Erica Popino.
Tonight, who is our guest tonight, Erica?
Tonight we have Ron Kolick and Maureen Wood from NEGP and Ghost Chronicles.
Yay!
What does NEGP stand for?
New England Ghost Project. And we're going to be talking about their new book called The Ghost Chronicles.
Ooh, I can't wait for that. It sounds awfully... spooky!
My goodness, sound effects.
Oh, it was cheesy. Yes, and we're going to be talking with them soon. But what else we have coming up tonight? As promised, we're going to go over our list of things that can help groups or individuals how to get a paranormal investigation.
Giving them candy?
Bribery always works.
We had that email last week from someone who said they were having trouble getting cases. They had 100 other groups in their area to compete with, I guess. And we're going to go over some things that have worked for us and some suggestions, and we'll see. Hope everything works out. Hope everybody takes some notes and gets some investigations, you know?
And we take 10% commission of the $0 that you charge.
Yes. But before we go into that, let's get to some voicemails.
Ooh, we got voicemails.
Someone called.
Somebody likes us, hopefully.
Yes. All right. Let's get to our first voicemail.
Hi, Mike. Just wanted to start out and tell you I love the show. You guys are awesome. You guys give me past the work hour. I love it. I wanted to share with you my ghost experience, and I want you guys to tell me what you think about it, if you could. Okay. I live in North Carolina, and I was probably about 7 or 8 years old, and if you could just picture, you know, like nicer houses, you know, you have to go through a gated community. My dad had bought some land, and him and his father had built a house, and we had all kinds of experiences, but my main experience I want to talk to you about is my mom had a old Victorian-style doll, and it was really creepy. It creeped me out, and her and my brother used to sneak in the bathroom when I was taking a shower and put the thing in the shower, you know, holding it up, you know, and I'd turn around after washing my hair or whatever, and I'd see it, and I'd freak out, you know, and of course, you know, I'd scare the crap out of me. But I was taking a shower, and one day I noticed I was, you know, doing my thing in the shower, and I looked, and I saw what looked to be a child's hand about chest level push in the shower curtain, and, you know, I moved the curtain and there was nobody there. The door was locked. It had been tampered with. You know, from that point on, it was just like, you know, what was this I saw? Of course, it was a child's hand. It was smaller, and it had pushed in the curtain. So, I mean, it was chest level, and that's what I don't get. So, I mean, it had to have been picked up. So, from that point on, that's changed my life. That's my story. So please, if you guys could help me out, tell me what you think. And from Evan in North Carolina, I want to wish you guys good luck in the future. I love the show. Thanks. Bye.
Wait a minute. He said he loves the show.
Not again.
Oh.
He didn't say he loved
love.
You.
Sweet, sweet love. Oh.
I'll kill off Mike.
Okay. Sorry.
I liked him. What was his name?
Yeah, what was his name?
Did it say Kevin or Devin or?
No, I didn't catch
Cadavin?
It.
Cadavin?
We apologize for that.
What do you think about that?
I don't know. That's interesting. He said the hand was coming through at about chest level. I'm assuming he meant adult chest level, or
yeah, probably.
It could be that the house was old, or that maybe there was another house there at one time, and the floor was at a different level than the current floor.
Or maybe the ghost child was being held by its ghost mother.
Possibly.
Maybe he was looking for the doll that he thought was in the shower.
Well, that's what I was thinking, too. Maybe the doll was actually the child's doll at one time. He was annoyed that it was being put in the shower.
He?
He? He's don't have...
Sometimes they do.
It could be he, she, it.
A but shim?
That whole doll thing, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Something I would do. Yeah. We have to remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. When I think of things coming through shower curtains, I think like, you know, knives. Psycho. Not ghost child hands. But thank you for calling, and we appreciate that. I can't say for sure what that is.
We'd have to know what he was doing in the shower prior to seeing the hand. He said he was doing his thing in the shower.
I want pictures.
Wait a minute. I think he said he was 7 at the time. Oh, you don't want pictures.
No. Oh, God. I take that back.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Open mouth, insert foot.
All right. Let's move on to the next voicemail. This next one is a message from Jamie from Shreveport Paranormal. He called a few weeks ago, if you remember. He had a problem with GhostMart. He ordered something. I was under the impression he ordered a Melmeter, and I was wrong. It was actually an equipment case.
Mike, you idiot.
I am. And
well, still, he didn't get the case or the money back.
Yeah, he hasn't received the case or his money back, and it's been going on several weeks. Let's play his message.
I think they should send him a Melmeter now.
Yeah, definitely. That's a shame.
Here we go.
Hey guys, it's Jamie with Shreveport Paranormal Investigations. I'm sorry I haven't called in a while. Been kind of busy, but just wanted to call and let you know it's been 2 months. January. No, actually, yeah. 2 months since I ordered the case through GhostMart and they canceled the order and did not give me my money back. Still haven't got my money back or gotten my case from them. So just want to call in and let you guys know that still nothing. And it's 2 months. All right. Bye.
Shame, shame, shame on you. Shame on GhostMart. Shame on you.
That's a very nice song, Erica.
Thank you.
Did you just write that?
Yeah, I just made it up.
Oh, wow. Creativity. Yeah, we've actually received a few emails from people that...
Emails?
Emails.
You said A-mails.
Oh, well, that's a different type of mail.
Oh, okay.
Never mind. We received a few emails from people and... they had similar problems with GhostMart.
Really?
Yeah, so...
Shame, shame, shame on you. Shame on GhostMart, shame on you.
Yeah, not good. But some sad news. A few days after Jamie left this message, you know, he's a good friend of the show. We keep in contact through MySpace, and he informed me that his stepfather passed away a couple of days ago, and unfortunately, they do not have the money to even cremate his stepfather.
That's really awful.
Yeah, it's really sad. And I told him if he has a PayPal address, I'll put the word out there. And if people are feeling charitable, they can donate to Jamie so he can raise the funds to bury, or I should say cremate, his stepfather. And if you want to help out Jamie, it's for a good cause. His email address is DearJenniferSPI@gmail.com. That's DearJenniferSPI@gmail.com.
Well, they could just probably search Shreveport Paranormal, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure if he has something up on his site about it, but, you know, this is all new. This just happened
contact,
a couple days ago.
To get contact info, they could probably look, do a search on Shreveport.
Right. So, if you're feeling charitable, please help him out. All right, let's get back into things here. We want to get to our how to get an investigation.
Jay, that sounded very official.
Yeah.
You're such a jerk.
I'm a dork.
Where's the 20-gun salute?
That's after we finish this. All right. Before we start this out, before we give any information on how you can get investigations, we just want to say that the information we give, we do not want people using this information to make their group number one and better than the other groups out there.
It's not a competition,
it's
folks.
It's not a competition. As a matter of fact, one of the first things on the list here we're going to suggest to get investigations is befriend other groups. If you network with other groups, they can possibly help you get cases.
Especially network with groups in your area.
Yeah.
Too many groups are in competition. They're afraid they're going to steal evidence or they're going to steal investigations away. That's just ridiculous.
The whole thing is ridiculous. The ghosts aren't going anywhere, people. Share your investigations.
Yeah, it's not a gang war.
Isn't it so much better to have another group come in after you and compare notes with them? And you make new friends. And
absolutely. We do that with our group, Island Ghost Investigations. People hand off investigations to us, and we hand off stuff to mm-hmm. other groups.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great, because if one group does a house investigation, they want a second opinion, see what's going on, they hand it to us.
It only makes sense.
And we're all trying to find answers. That's what this is all about. It's not about gang wars and who's number one. So please, whatever information we give here tonight, do not use this to make your group exclusive and you know, we're going to be better than you.
Yeah, well, all that bull crap is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
You just make yourself look like a butthole.
Yeah. I don't have a sound effect for buttholes.
I don't know if I want to hear that.
I don't think I want to hear that. Oh.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. The other thing that is essential for getting investigations is have a website. You've got to have a presence on the web. And one thing I suggest is please do not build your website for other groups. I notice a lot of times people build their group's website to look better or like in competition with the other groups.
Yeah.
You've got to give
We're number one. We're Topps family member. And we've been in business since 2004. We're the best. We're number one.
Yeah.
Combined investigation years, 10 million.
Yeah. It's not about that. You've got to give basic info. Remember, a lot of people coming to you for investigations know nothing about what's going on. They don't know the lingo.
Yeah, they're just people.
I mean, it's important for them to know your experience and you know what you're doing, but, you know, just do it subtly.
And make your site friendly. Don't build your site with graphics that are disturbing. Corpses or skulls and dark images on
flaming
your site.
Dead monsters. And
yeah.
Zombies.
Is it a biker gang, folks, or is it a paranormal group?
I swear, you're going to scare potential clients away.
Yeah, that's a great group name, Hell's Paranormal.
And, you know, they don't want you coming to their house and being all like,
yeah, we're here to investigate.
Bring in the demons.
Ugh, a little constipated there. Anyway, so yeah, just avoid dark images. Not saying make your website all flowers and
puppies
bunnies.
Puppies and kittens.
Yeah.
Just try to make it look professional.
Yeah, don't make it dark and brooding.
You know,
folks.
We're going to the parapsychology library soon out here, and I was looking for a motel to stay at, and any motel that I found that didn't actually have a website, like I found it through the town or whatever, I won't even think about staying there if they don't have a website.
Right, yeah. You want to check it out, see their rates, see how it looks.
Yeah, you have to have
a
presence.
You have to have a website
if
you're going to be professional.
MySpace page
isn't cutting it.
No, you have to have a presence on the web, and you have to have a decent website. No dark images, no bunnies, okay?
No dark bunnies?
No dark bunnies.
No burning, flaming demons.
And the other thing you can do once you have your website, and this is a plug for paranormalsocieties.com, get yourself listed with them. They're a great resource if you're looking for a paranormal group. You can search by state. You can find groups on there if you're looking for an investigation. So get yourself listed on paranormalsocieties.com. That's a great, great place. Plug. Props out to Bill who runs it. All right. Another thing that's essential is you got to have business cards. And you got to have business cards with an email address, a phone number or both.
Right, and you don't have to spend a lot on business cards. You go to Vistaprint, any one of those places, you can get some really good deals on business cards.
We're plugging a lot of people here. Do we get paid for this?
No, but can you put flaming demons on your business card?
I wouldn't recommend flaming demons or flaming bunnies.
And when I say flaming demons.
Oh.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I'm just going to say that.
Oh, boy.
I'm such a demon.
Yes. You are. All right. The other thing is you got to network online and offline. That's what it's really all about. One of the most important things you can do is be a salesman. You have to sell your group. If you want to get into certain places, you know, you've got to network. You got to talk to people. Get out there. That's one of the ways we get most of our investigations is just going out there and talking to people.
Yeah.
If you talk to people, they have stories to share. They have places, you know, they want you to come check out. 99% of the time, there's nothing going on, but, you know, you never know. There's that 1% that can pay off.
Right. Like at that last event that we had, I was talking with the bartender, and she said, oh, I know somebody who works at a place, and they have things going on, so I got the name and the number, and it just was just like that.
Yeah, you've got to talk to people. If you're shy, it's really not going to help you. One of the things I suggest is read that Dale Carnegie book, How to...
Influence, Win Friends and Influence People.
Yes. Yeah, we actually took a Dale Carnegie course to learn how to win friends and influence people. And since then, we walk into banks and we get free money.
It was a very effective course.
Yeah, we wish.
No, it was a good class.
It was.
I recommend it. Public speaking and just how to deal with people.
Well, I think once you get comfortable talking to people about it, it becomes easier each time.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have my tip on there, Mike?
Which was your tip?
The shirts.
Oh, well, yes, that's a good tip. Get shirts for your group. Again, no flaming skulls all over the shirts. Just have a shirt that has your logo, your website address, just something so people can start asking questions. Erica, you wear your hat all the time.
I wear my hat. I have a sweatshirt, but I have tons of stuff from every haunted thing I ever went to. I have a million shirts with ghosts on them. And a lot of times they're conversation starters and people ask me about it. And then we get into a conversation.
Yeah.
Everyone has a story or knows someone that does.
Yep.
Another thing you can do, this falls in line with networking, is have public events. Do a presentation. Talk to people. Share things that you've captured on investigations.
Well, that's what we do. We share our evidence. We just put it all in a presentation and show everybody our EVPs and photos and video and...
Yeah.
Put it out there.
Get it out there. And also another great tip is give away personalized swag. You know,
mm-hmm.
Magnets with your web address on it. Make them creative. You know, we have these Ouija board magnets people like. And
some people are afraid of them.
Yeah, it is true. But yeah, you know, it's a conversation starter. They may take it home. They may stick it on their fridge. It may sit there for 2 years, but your
pens,
magnet.
Pens. We have pens.
Yeah. But the magnet's there. People will know the address, and if something comes up or they know someone who has a problem, they'll probably go to that magnet and,
mm-hmm.
you know, you never know what could happen. Plus, people just like free stuff.
And you know what's a good tip, too? Shower and brush your teeth.
Oh, yes.
Clean underwear.
Yes.
Yes. Good hygiene.
Good hygiene.
Yeah. We learned that the hard way, folks. No, kidding.
How many investigations we lost?
All because we were using the wrong deodorant.
Or none at all.
Yeah. But yeah, magnets are great. Pens, whatever you can afford. Another great tip is flyers. Get some flyers with your group information. Last week, the email I read, the person that sent that email said that they were hanging flyers on people's doors.
I don't know if I would do that.
No, I don't recommend
but,
that.
You know, something like at the grocery store or on the big, you know, cork board or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, but don't hang them on the entranceways to cemeteries. That's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's disrespectful.
That's kind of stupid.
I just thought of it now.
Why? Have you seen anyone do that?
No, I just thought of it. I said that would be a bad thing to
do. Yeah. Oh, a hanger on the funeral parlors.
Yeah. Your uncle's passed away.
Handing out flyers at a funeral.
You may need us.
Yeah. Not a good idea.
You know what? You could put them up on the bulletin board at church.
Oh.
My God, no.
Oh.
Another tip of not something not to do.
Yeah.
That's like that picture of the church with the big sign out front for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah. I think a good place to start would be New Age shops, supermarkets.
Mm.
You know, public places that have bulletin boards that you can stick it up there. And, you know, it might get ripped down. It might get ripped down by a group in your area that is in competition with you. But remember, folks, it's not about that.
Well, it'll set up your DVR and watch it.
Yeah. You catch them red-handed. Bastards. Another tip that you can do is contact your local historical societies. If you
that's a good one.
Yeah. If you engage in conversation with them, they may be turned off. Who knows, you know? We've contacted historical societies. Some were very open to talking with us, and we've had investigations because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And others were like, you know, get out of here, you kooks, you know?
Yeah, I think it depends on who you talk to.
Yeah.
You don't want to push yourself.
Well, you also have to gauge a potential client, too. You don't want to keep calling and calling and pestering them. If you get two no's, just let it go.
Right.
Yeah.
One of the things we had put down on this list, and I'm really kind of not liking this one the more I think about it.
What?
Is selective cold calling.
No.
Yeah. I think, you know, in certain situations that may be appropriate, but I think it's best to go to wherever the place
is.
Yeah,
I wouldn't make a phone call.
Make a personal appearance.
Yeah.
Or if someone has referred you to them, just say so-and-so said, you know, suggested I call you.
Right.
It's always good to get a name before you call the place.
Yeah. There's a there's someone on Long Island who runs a paranormal group who was cold calling certain places, and it got to the point where he was harassing one place so much that this place now has banned all paranormal investigators from coming in. So don't do this, because you're not only hurting yourself, you know, you're ruining it for other groups. So
yeah, you can't be pushy.
Right. Share the wealth too. If you get one of these places, pass it off to another team. I mentioned that again. So the other thing to do is, hey, what? This is a great idea. How about you start a podcast? We should do that one day.
Start a podcast?
Yeah.
We might.
Yeah. I think that's a stupid idea.
I think so, too.
I would never do that.
No. I think anybody who does that is just pathetic.
Listen to us?
I don't know. I would never do that. That's ridiculous.
Don't listen to that, folks. Don't start your own podcast.
I think the best idea on there is just talking to people.
Well, one of the reasons why I think it's probably good to start a podcast or do guest appearances on radio stations. It gives people a chance to get to know your personality. If they're looking for an investigation, they hear you talking. With some of the shows we've had, I wouldn't be surprised if we scared some potential clients away. But anyway, podcasts are, I think, a good idea. If you're not into doing podcasts or radio stations, put up a YouTube video of your team. Have them introducing themselves. Maybe show them on an investigation, something you can put on your website so people get to see your face before they actually meet you.
Yeah, and don't forget the personal hygiene.
Yes.
Brush, brush, brush.
Absolutely. Another thing you can do if you're waiting to get investigations, and this is probably one of the best tips, is go on paid investigations. There's a lot of places across the country that will have you come in and investigate Waverly Hills, the Shanley. Mm-hmm.
Eastern State Penn.
Yeah.
Jails and beds and bed and breakfasts and whatever.
I mean, if you can get a place exclusive, that's better than going with a large group of people you don't know, because you have some control over the environment.
Right. You don't want to go into one place with like 200 paranormal investigators, but
forts.
Yes, Fort Mifflin.
Wherever.
There's tons of places.
That's a great thing to do to get started.
Absolutely. I would say if you're just starting a group, that's all you should do at first, because you've got to get practice.
And you go places off season, too, is a good idea.
Yeah. You've got to have practice. Go to a field, an empty field. Just bring your team out there. It's for training, if anything. Even if there are no claims of activity, just do it for the sake of doing it to keep fresh, keep sharp.
Mm.
And
or local legends.
Yeah.
And do a lot of reading and research.
Yeah, know your stuff. because there are clients that may depend on your insight. And if you don't know your stuff and you're just watching paranormal TV shows and you think that's how to investigate, yeah, stay away from them.
Right. If you wait until you get an investigation to actually put your equipment together and try to figure out how to use it, then you'll probably lose that investigation.
Yeah. And some people, I think, would suggest joining one of these TV show families to, you know, paranormal TV show families to get investigations. I would say don't do that. Find your own identity. Don't cling to other people's identities to get investigations. Also, considering all these freaking shows, fake evidence, why do you want to be associated with that? So,
oh, Mike,
don't do it. You don't see.
Send your emails too.
Yeah, send all your hate mail to I don't give a f- at islandghost.com. But yeah, just don't do it. You don't see a bunch of Wiccans having a bewitched.
How do you know they don't do that?
We worship bewitched. We're in the bewitched family. Yeah, you know,
exactly. That's funny.
The TV shows, it's just not the way to learn. So just stay away. Just say no. Anyway, I'm not sure if there's anything we missed.
Yeah, I got one more.
You
thing.
Got one more?
Yes. What? Eat your fruits and vegetables.
And wash under your arms.
Wait, don't eat fruits and vegetables before an investigation, though.
Why?
Guess. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You don't want to
eat a well-rounded meal.
You don't want to be in a really quiet place and really have to, you know.
Eat a balanced meal. Wash under your nether region.
No pushing, no shoving. Move in an orderly fashion towards the rear exits.
Yes, and don't worship bewitched.
Are we done?
I think we're done.
Can we get to Ron Kolick and Maureen Wood now?
Yes, we can. You are listening to the Island Ghost Radio.
105.7.
WJJJ. yeah. We'll be right back, folks.
Tonight, our guests are Ron Kolick and Maureen Wood of New England Ghost Project, and we're going to be discussing their new book, The New England Ghost Chronicles. I'm really excited about that. Ron Kolick is the founder and lead investigator of the New England Ghost Project. With a degree in environmental science, he was the ultimate skeptic. However, a near-death experience changed all that. No longer blinded by his skepticism, he now uses his scientific background to seek the truth about the paranormal. In addition to hosting Ghost Chronicles on Ghost Village Radio and iTunes, he hosts a weekly internet radio show on toginet.com. Ron writes monthly paranormal newspaper columns in the State Line Review and Food and Spirits. Maureen Wood is a fifth-generation psychic trance medium. For as far back as she can remember, she has communicated with the deceased. At the age of 15, she was introduced to a woman who studied with Laurie Cabot, official witch of Salem, Massachusetts. This woman took Maureen under her wing and guided her in ways to not only understand, but also control her gifts. At the age of 15, she served as a medium for adult seances. She has practiced, studied, and instructed metaphysical studies for more than 25 years. Maureen has been with the New England Ghost Project since 2001 and has accompanied the group on well over 100 investigations.
Hi, Ron and Maureen.
Hi. Ron will be on momentarily.
Okie dokie. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Things in Massachusetts going okay?
Oh, they are. They're very busy like always. Would you keep up the computer going? Could you
what?
Shut off?
What's wrong?
Your voice off.
What do you want?
Not your voice, but thank you.
Snot. What?
Snot.
What?
Is that ectoplasm?
You guys, you know, you sure you want to interview us?
Yes, absolutely. How you doing, Ron?
Hi, Ron.
Hello?
I'm hearing voices.
Yeah, see, you are psychic.
They're in your head, Ron.
I see dead people.
Uh-oh. Ooh.
I hear dead people.
You're going to be joining them shortly if you don't stop it.
Where are we?
So you guys all flooded out up there in Massachusetts?
Oh, I'm not, but a lot of my neighbors are. It's a mess.
Yeah.
I heard Long Island sunk.
Yeah.
Just about.
Yeah.
Just about.
Yeah. If the bridge wasn't attached to the city, we would have.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
Kept us from floating away.
Sweet.
Well, we thank you guys for joining us tonight. I've been listening to you guys for quite some time on your show, and
I'm sorry.
Oh well, that's all right. You're always a visitor in my pot, in my iPod.
Your pot, uh-huh.
Your pot.
Trust me, that's the only way you can listen to us.
I was gonna say that. You said it first. See, you are psychic. A dumb psychic.
When I listen to your show, man, the colors. They're so groovy.
We like to call them witticisms.
Oh man.
Well, can you tell us, you've been doing the show for quite a while. What made you decide to write the book, Ghost Chronicles?
Why don't you answer that?
Well, it's for the big bucks, right?
Oh yeah.
No,
you're in the wrong field.
No, actually, you know, the thing about it is, years and years and years, we have had people ask us, you know, can we go out with you? You know, what's it like going to investigate with you? Can you do this? And, of course, we can't take, although I'd like to.
Right.
Right. So we did the next best thing. We put it down on paper. And
besides, we kept saying for years we were going to write a book. And
that's true, too.
And we just sat, challenge, you know, we'd do these events and go, yeah, you know, we're putting it together. We'll put it together. And finally we decided, you know, we really need to get it.
What the hell? Let's write it.
Yeah, let's do it.
How long did it take?
Too long.
A couple years, actually.
Wow.
I mean, it took to get it really,
huh?
Well, no. Well, we were pitching it.
Couple years? Did I write this with someone else?
Wait a minute. Let me finish. Till it came out is what I'm saying.
Right.
It was a it's a long process. It took us the time to...
Right. When we signed with the agent, it was probably 2 years.
Yeah.
Right.
With the agent, the actual writing itself was probably about maybe 8-9 months, maybe more. And then it...
Because our baby was 9 months.
9 months. And then it came out in... 2 years later after the agent's meeting. So
okay, that's your story.
I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
So it's
a cool book because it's written by both of us, but it's not a narrow. I mean, it's not like a description book. What do you call it?
It's in your first person.
It's in your first person.
It's in first person.
Or in our case, our first and second person.
No. It's through our eyes, so that way the reader gets to experience it,
everything.
What it is, right? Because if you're writing a book and it's third person, you have that distance between you, so you really can't get exactly what's going on in your own mind, and that's what we're really aiming for.
Because you see what we see, you hear what we hear, you smell what we smell.
And it doesn't smell good.
Wait, it's a scratch and sniff book?
That would have been a good idea, but I don't think the odors would have been too good.
That would have been a great idea.
Here's how we smell at 3 a.m. when we're investigating.
Especially with the night that, well, this one wasn't in the book, but the night that Ron stepped in dog poop.
Oh, God.
You forgot that when he's looking at me like, oh, I forgot about that.
Is there a radio interview?
I'm sorry.
Excuse me? Hello? Hello?
It wasn't put in the book. We were walking around.
This is a radio interview?
We're interviewing, and Ron's like, oh, we're all like really quiet, really serious, right? We have this on film, but
you really want to go down the road?
Yes.
Okay.
And
yes.
Ron's going, oh, so do you smell this? Can you smell this? What does it smell like? I don't know. It smells like, and I'm like, it smells like crap. You know, so we walk over, and all of a sudden, we're like, oh, my God, it is crap. He's like, oh, he put the camera down, and there's, like, the dog who had lived with the person in the home had a little bowel trouble and made a mess everywhere.
I think it was a ghost dog.
That's the whole thing, though. You never know what's going to happen. We had more things, hopefully, than dog poop. But the whole idea is, you know, you can't always plan for the unexpected. You know, and that's part of the intrigue, I think, is when you go out and investigate, you just never know. And not just from that, but, you know, you never know how the night's going to unfold.
Right. So the book is basically the first-person perspective of things that you've experienced on investigations minus the dog poop?
Yes.
Okay.
you cover 17 different hauntings in the book, right?
Yeah, you know, it's really funny because it started out as supposed to be 21
investigations in 50,000 words, and then we kind of like got into it a little bit, and it ended up like 75, 78,000 words in 17, because we really got into it. We, you know, we wanted to put you there and experience everything we experience.
Right.
And so we, our editor was like, "Whoa, yeah, yeah, we don't, you know, we don't care. We, you know, we want it the way it's going." And it's, so,
right, because she's like, "Oh, let's, you know, I'm going to take a look at this, and we'll just cut what we need to cut." And then she said,
like,
"Oh,
no
can't
way.
Cut that."
Right. Now, these are all New England hauntings?
I think so, right?
Yes, the majority are New England, yes.
All of them, I think.
Hmm.
Are they all New England?
I think they are.
We have,
do we have to go through them?
We have so many.
Do you want me to count on my fingers, or do you really?
It's like, oh,
yeah. Yeah, they're all New England hauntings.
Do you have 17 fingers, Ron?
actually.
That was very astute of you, by the way.
I've been called worse.
Yeah. not in the air. Yeah, so anyway, it is a good book. And you guys do paranormal investigating too, right?
Yes.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, did you think we portrayed it realistically?
Okay, yeah. I'll
okay.
go with that.
Who said okay? Which one of you said okay?
That would be Erica.
I know where you live.
Come on over.
You know, I am dying to go to one of those little ghost meets you have.
Yeah, well, you're always invited.
Yeah, come
you know,
on down.
I think that's the neatest thing. They hold these ghost meets at some bar, which is always good.
Yeah, we do.
Spirits.
Yeah, no, ghost funny. Parties, para parties. We get all the local groups and ghost enthusiasts to come down. And,
yeah, we network with the other groups on the island, and we have a big shindig.
And we all get drunk together.
How can you beat it?
How can you beat it? What do you drink? What are you talking about?
I could have a couple. You'd have to drag me out of a place.
Yeah. She had a couple of times she took us into the woods at Gettysburg.
Oh, my God. They got everybody lost.
They got everybody lost and almost killed and arrested and everything else.
I know.
Yeah. Wow.
You can't drink.
Is that in the book?
No.
No.
That's in the next book. So yeah. The book is primarily our earlier investigations.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, we had to kind of do it sequential, you know, and...
Sort of, kind of.
Kind of.
Yeah, you have to write the second book, Most Embarrassing Moments Investigating.
Yeah, you guys should definitely
dog
have, like,
poop.
A comedy book.
Yeah.
You know?
The Lost in the Gettysburg.
What do you mean, comedy? I take my work very seriously.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe you said that. Man of science.
Ghost Chronicles, The Outtakes.
Yeah. Speaking of taking your investigating very seriously, how long have both of you been investigating?
Together?
Well, I guess individually.
Go ahead, Ron. You take it first.
It's easier for you.
Why?
Because I know how long you've been doing it.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Really?
Really.
We just so don't get along, do we?
You know, I brought her out of the closet. Why do you keep waving at me?
Back up. We're echoing.
Ron, when are you coming out of the... Ron, when are you coming out of the closet?
When are you coming out of the closet, she says.
What closet?
The closet you brought Maureen out of.
Well, no, I've always been out of the closet.
No, actually,
I'm fine with myself.
Oh, all right, let's not go there.
In a room alone.
Exactly. No, actually, all my life I've, you know, seen spirits and so forth, and I wouldn't say it was an actual investigations, but, you know, I used to do...
No, it wasn't actual investigations.
Well, yes, you know, I used to do... He's trying to go through the whole my whole room over here and hide from me, which is good. But, no, I used to want to do seances and so forth and all this at a young age. So mm-hmm. even though I'd go to people's houses and help them out, it wasn't true investigating. It was more working with the, you know, spirits and,
right.
you know, trying to do readings and so
forth. Invisible people.
And it's been 8 years that I was with the Ghost Project.
Ah.
There you go.
Ron,
how about you?
What about you, Ron?
What about me? No, I've been investigating... spirits all my life. When I was 2 years old, I saw something in the closet, and I went in and looked, and
there's something over there shiny, bright and shiny.
There was nothing in there. So, I mean, I really didn't get involved.
And
in
then he
until,
stepped in dog poop.
Death experience, and that's, I guess that's kind of basically what happened, right?
Yeah. Well, hi, yeah. Why are you asking me? It was before I was around.
Well, you're psychic. You should know.
All right.
Don't you hate when they do that?
Okay. I want to ask you guys a really big question, a question you probably don't have the answer for. And
Bruce.
And it's probably something that, you know, we're limited on time as you can give an answer for. But we want to ask, what do you believe is going on in the afterlife? You know, some people think that...
Party time.
Some people think there's this light that spirits go to and some get stuck here. What's going on?
You know, that's a good question. From my perspective, if I'd have to say, I think that there's my two definitions, the way I look at it, too. It's like ghosts, you know, if you're talking about a ghost, someone that's maybe stuck here, it could be their own choice, but they just don't want to leave. They're afraid to leave. They don't know where else, you know, where they're going. They're confused. But
sounds like me.
Yeah, so you better be careful. But, you know, then you have someone else that I consider more of a spiritual energy because of, have, you know, maybe they're more enlightened to the point where they pass on, they can move on because they maybe let go of that anger or whatever it is that's holding them back, and they move on. But that doesn't mean they can't come back and, you know, watch over their family or come and protect them if they choose to. And I say that because of personal experiences. So
right.
That's, you know, how I've been basing my own belief system on it.
Right.
Wow. That's deep.
I'll be quiet, Ron.
Ron, yeah, do you have a deep answer?
Go ahead, Ron. You...
Oh, me? What do I believe in? I believe that the afterlife is pretty much like the movie Ghost. I mean, because we don't really know until we go there. And anybody that tells you it's this way or that way is full of crap because they really don't know.
Right.
They only see glimpses of it and only get impressions of what they see. I mean, people will tell you that spirits say this and this, but we all know that spirits can lie. They can also present themselves as something else that they aren't. We don't know for sure. That's why we're doing it. We're trying to understand it, and we make our theories, and there is no right or wrong in what we do. It's learning for everyone.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think I'd like to add something is that what you said.
I thought I was talking.
I know, I'm interrupting like always. Yeah. But I think that it's like a little puzzle, right? It's like pieces of puzzles that you seem to get. And sometimes, you know, you think you have it worked out, right? And you go out and investigate or you have an experience and it's like, okay, well, wait a minute. You readjust a little bit because, okay, now the puzzles are starting to fit together a little bit better. And I think it makes a little bit more sense. So do we have all the answers? Absolutely not. I think, you know, Ron is correct, as much as it pains me. We're always learning.
But, and the coolest thing is, I mean, even with mediums, you know, you think mediums would have the biggest glimpse of what it's like, but it isn't, because you can have two mediums in a location and they can see two different spirits.
Right.
Are they one wrong, one right? No.
Yeah.
I mean, they might be seeing two different spirits in two different layers or two different dimensions,
right,
or two different levels. Well, how do you want to look at it? But in the same physical space that we have here. So it's really weird stuff. It really is. We don't know all the answers. Hopefully we will someday. But
I'm not in a rush.
Right. Yeah. We.
You know, on my MySpace it says, "Who would you like to meet?" I put down God, but not too soon. Anyway.
Yeah. We always assume that if you're in a quote unquote haunted place that the spirits, they all know each other, but they could be in different dimensions and not even realize that
the other ones are there.
Yeah.
You're right.
Exactly.
And there's always what we run into, our street ghosts, which means, like, you might be doing an investigation, and they just, it's like a moth to a flame. They see that something's going on or someone's trying to contact people in the same realm or whatever, and they come in to see what's going on or try to be heard. They have nothing to do with the property you're investigating. So
yeah,
they're kind of like just walk in on you.
Yeah.
What we've had actually is loved ones show up now doing investigations. You know, you have the family. It's almost as if you're putting out a calling card and you're saying, hey, we're going to do this investigation at a certain time, and the people are doing this as well. And the next thing you know, you're picking up these names or of these people, and the person that's standing there and you're investigating, you're trying to investigate their home per se for something else, and, you know, a loved one or a family member just pops in and says, hey, you know, it's time to, you know, make a little chat between the, you know, my family, and that's what they're there for.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey,
we actually did one event, which was kind of neat. We did a ghost hunt event, and we had a grandmother and grandson who were there. And it's the first time it ever happened to us. Mari had made contact with a female spirit there, and what had happened, the long gist of it, was that there was another spirit that came in who had recently passed but didn't know how to communicate and actually used the spirit from the location to talk to this grandmother and grandson, which was really, really neat.
Like a medium on the other side.
Yeah, wasn't that cool? It's like they had nothing to do with the property or anything else. They just, you know, they recently passed, and they just wanted to let them know that it was really neat.
That
was the first time it ever happened. I thought it was cool.
Have you guys been to the Lizzie Borden?
Oh, we have.
And what do you think of it?
Ooh.
Did you say it on the air?
Well, you can't, but I...
I think the place, it's a beautiful place. If someone wants to go to, you know, experience history, and it's wonderfully done. I think it's fantastic. But if you're an empath and you're sensitive or a medium, it may not be the place for you to spend a night.
No, I mean, if you read that book, I always enjoyed that one little chapter where she's in the kitchen and she's reaching for the hatchet to drive it into my skull. Yeah.
You say that like
I have such fond memories of it. I mean, we care about our investigations, but seriously, when we get down to doing it, we take very serious analyzing the evidence and all that stuff.
Right.
I mean,
laughter
is good. It raises vibrations. And
if we didn't joke around a little, I think we would tend to go on a little.
God forbid, we're looking for invisible people. How insane is that?
I know. It's true. Have you guys been to the Shanley Hotel yet?
No.
Oh, you got to go.
You got to go there.
Highly recommend it.
Is it really cool?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, we've gotten some crazy stuff.
Yeah,
there.
I'm a skeptical believer. My BS detector was going off, you know, when we were headed up there, like, yeah, haunted my ass. And we got there, and the first night, I was really impressed. So I recommend it.
That's Sal's place, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll definitely have to take a look at it there, because we like to we went down to Gettysburg. We rented the Little Round Top Farm, which was cool.
Nice.
Yeah, that was neat. And we, like, hung out there, and they had all kinds of people dropping in of the other realms.
Actually, in that instance, too, it was very I think I've only seen a doppelganger twice in my life, and
really?
That was one of the places.
So like a double and pencil?
No, someone, and as scary as it is, Ron, it was your double. Now that is horrific. But a spirit was there, and Ron, you know, Ron walked ahead of me and said, so anybody doesn't know, the doppelganger is, you know, basically someone taking on the persona of a living person.
Right.
And we went into this home, and it was, you know, a little round top. It's later in the night, and, you know, Ron's got his, you know, all the equipment over his shoulder, and everybody's walking in, and you really, you know, we were new to stay at the place. We really didn't know the layout. So I walked in, and I looked to my right, and there was a sitting room, and I saw, which I thought was Ron, you know, with his bag over his shoulder, and he's running around, he's lifting up stuff, and he's looking, I'm thinking, you know, what a goof. It's midnight, and we just get back, we're exhausted, and what the hell is he doing looking for stuff? You know, what could he possibly be looking for? So I goes, you know what, I'm just going to keep walking, right? So I walk past that room, and Ron comes to my left walking straight ahead.
Wow.
And I was like, okay. So I did a double take. I, like, ran backwards, looked in the room, and I thought, there's got to be a hallway, right? They got to connect. Maybe he just doubled around. He went really fast, and I missed him somehow. And sure enough, no, there was nothing. It was stairs going up there. There was no hallway to connect, nothing. So that was a little bizarre.
And there was a cat there, too, another member of the group saw.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I also learned a valuable lesson as well. If you're going to set up a camera in your room at night, make sure you keep your pants on.
I hate when that happens.
Maybe we should do something with the funny one, the bloopers.
Yeah, I'll give you a blooper.
No joke. He's over there showing everybody. Oh, let's see what I got. Room. I've kept my pants off.
Oh my God.
were you dancing around the room?
Yeah. Did you ever see that movie? Never mind.
I didn't look at the video.
I'm sure.
My eyes would have been burned.
Your soul's gonna burn. Anyway.
Well, we want to see now. Wait, hold on one second. Let's see. I gotta get the sound.
I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. Okay, we want to put you guys on a quick speed round of the hot seat. The hot seat is something we call... here it is.
There it is.
Because,
get asbestos panties?
Yes, it's questions that we've had on our website, on our islandghostradio.com website, poll questions. And we just want to ask you a few quick questions that were, you know, more of our controversial polls.
Ooh,
you have 20 seconds to answer. You get them all right, you win a Buick.
Yes.
We have the same Buick we'd be giving
Buick
away for
I
a
love
year.
A new Buick.
All right.
How can we say no?
All right, the first question for the new Buick. What do you believe orbs are?
Go ahead, Jan. Go ahead, you. Quick. 20 seconds.
Orbs, I think it all depends on what's going on at the time. It can be water, and I think it's a little controversial. It can be water, can be, spiritual energy. But again, I think it's a combination. So if I'm feeling energy at the time, and then we're getting something on the meter, and then there's an orb there with the picture, then I think maybe it's more, you know, credible.
Okay, so Ron, do you concur with that, Ron?
Ditto.
Okay. All right. Do you believe paranormal TV shows fake evidence?
I will say that all paranormal shows are entertainment.
Okay. Good answer.
Now, very diplomatic.
If they do or if they can.
Leave it at that. I don't want hate mail.
I don't want hate mail. It is entertainment. I would just like to add to that and saying, first of all, I think part of the problem is that, you know, you think of it for listeners. They have, you know, you have somebody who's setting up for entertainment and they have all the cameras
running.
Couldn't
let it lay.
Wait a minute. And you have cameras going. You have everybody waiting for something to happen, right? That's a lot of pressure to put on people. And I think that as much as everybody's trying to do their best, and I think most of the time they do, they don't fake it. But who knows? You can never be sure.
Yeah. There could That's be some answer. Real evidence mixed in with.
I want to throw in a request. I want Maureen to say, I'm going to park the car in the yard of the farm.
I'm going to park the car and have it yard.
Okay,
thank
you. Wells make us say? Do you remember that?
What?
When he came over, David Wells, we used to make us say something because it amused him.
I don't even remember.
All right, whatever. Anyway.
All right, moving right along.
All right, moving right along. Wait. Oh, throwing another log in the hot seat here. What is a demon?
Oh, that's a toughie.
No, it ain't. It's a piece of cake.
Okay, go for it.
Negative energy. Whether you believe it's Christian. Well, first of all, a demon is something that never had a body. Okay, so whether it's a negative energy or a little devil, I guess is the word.
Yeah, we got poo-pooed about having our demonic things, I think someone mentioned. But,
whatever.
But I think it is. I always say, I like to say negative energy. Again, to me, if you have something that's good and then have, you know, you have the heaven, you know, you got earth or hell, whatever you want to look at it. There's a balance between everything.
I think they're nasty little bastards.
You know? And it's, hey, and it's not always that there's a white or black because you have a gray area, right? So there's a lot, but it is I think.
There's no
thing.
Gray demons.
I don't mean gray demons.
What
I
are you
mean
talking
that
about?
Not everybody is all good and
those
not
are,
everybody
those
is
are
all
aliens.
Bad. It's talking human form. But I believe when you're talking demonic, like you said,
so basically an angel would be the essence of good or essence
right.
of light
right.
or essence of positivity, where a demon would be the essence of negativity, essence of darkness, the essence of evil.
Right, but they never had a human body.
And they have no human body. Okay.
Right. The grays are so the aliens, Ron.
Don't even go there. I have no time for UFOs.
Oh, do I have a story for you?
I have no time for that. I got enough to deal with ghosts.
Let's talk another time.
All right, we wanted to ask you, is there something that gets under your skin with the paranormal field?
Is there something that gets under your skin with the paranormal?
Yeah, if so, what would you like to see changed?
I'd like to see us all get along.
You know, that's a good one.
What?
That, you know, because I think that there are too many, it can be catty sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and you have these...
Only with women. Guys aren't kidding.
No, not truthfully. If you can remember, we had certain individuals sending us hate mail because we had some people who were interviewing and...
Everybody sends me hate mail. What's the matter?
But as you guys know, when you're interviewing people, you cannot control all the time what they have to say.
Right.
Right.
So you just...
I don't remember this.
Really? I'll remind you after we're off the air.
All right.
But no, the whole point, I think, I think maybe... You know, there is not no right or wrongs per se. I think everybody's learning in the field, and you can all learn from everybody else. I don't think it's
exactly
any kind of positive energy to like sling mud at people.
So, yes. Do you want my answer?
Yes.
What gets me under the skin is everybody thinks they know everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
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 And it's like I said, 100%. We don't know what we're doing. First of all, we don't even have the best equipment, okay?
Right.
Even if the ones that had the best equipment, they still couldn't even scratch the surface of what's on the other side.
And maybe the equipment is...
Right, maybe it isn't right. Yeah, we're not even go to the equipment. I mean, I consider mediums and psychics as equipment as well.
Oh,
you know,
you're lucky you sit far.
Yeah, I am. But no, seriously, I mean, we don't know. That's why it's the unknown, and we can never be sure until we pass on the other side.
Right.
Or there's great Armageddon or something, and we realize that, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, I'm getting out of here. So, I mean, that's what irks me more than everything. I think there is no right or wrong way of in the paranormal. It's open field. I mean, you learn. You can learn from anyone. I mean,
right.
It's great to have new people come in sometimes with a fresh view.
Right.
It's bad when someone comes in and they just, this is the only way to do it.
Right.
And everybody's doing the same thing. Then you're never going to learn anything.
Yeah, absolutely. There are no experts. But,
exactly. I agree 100%, other than me. But other than, I was appointed. That's, you know, God came down and said, no, and you are an expert. So thank you. Thank you a lot. But really, thank you.
Well, we hate to disappoint God, but Ron and Maureen, we're out of time here.
It
went so quick. But where can people find you, and where can they purchase the book?
We're at Maureen's house right now.
Do not give out the address.
It is. The book is available on Barnes & Noble, Borders, on Amazon. It's on Kindle now, so you can listen to it, read it electronically. I guess you listen to it, too, on Kindle. You know, it's in UK. It's everywhere.
Nice.
And we have a new one coming out in September. Our book, the new book is called Ghost of Day. The old book is Ghost Chronicles. And we're really proud of it because we put our heart and soul into it.
What's the name of the new book coming out? What's the new one?
Ghost of Day.
Ghost of Day?
365 ghost stories from around the world.
Oh, cool.
Ghost of Day.
90,000 words in less than 2 months.
Nice.
Wow. You guys are awesome.
And where?
Yeah, we're like writing machines. Now we don't speak to each other. But we never did anyway, so no big loss.
Wasn't hurting anything.
And where can...
website?
NEGhostProject.com. That's www.NE, like New England,
right.
Ghostproject.com for those who speak English.
And where can people hear your show?
And they can hear our show on... TogiNet, which is TogiNet.com, also on Pararex, Ghost Channel, iTunes. It's on iTunes. All three shows are on iTunes.
And beyond.
And for those of you listening on the other side, you know, I didn't really mean it.
And
dogs have no souls.
Don't say that.
You know what? I'm going to have to hit him again.
Hit him.
This
hit him for me.
Tonight.
You don't get that down. It's supposed to be the fly.
How's that?
They're much better. God.
Send all hate mail to Ron Kolick at Any Ghost Project.
MaureenWood.com.
No, no, they definitely have sold. In fact, I'm going to have them all go bite you. Is what I'm
and become my friend on Facebook. My name is Ronald Kolick. Be my friend.
You thought you had hate mail before.
Anyways, we also do Ghost Chronicles. I do Ghost Chronicles International with Richard Felix and Most Haunted, and which is on TogiNet and Pararex as well. So,
damn.
Thank you guys. You know, we would love to do something with you guys, and I'm going to show up at one of those stupid ghost party, well, whatever.
It's pretty stupid, but we have fun.
But, you know, what a self-invitation.
I think they're like the neatest thing. I really do.
Thank you.
See that?
You know, we actually had a guy that wanted us to do at a Barnes & Noble, or no, a Borders I think, near Long Island, so we could do the book signing there. Then we could go to their the Ghost Hunters meet thing, right?
Go.
Get drunk and sleep over Erica's house. And be fine.
You're always welcome to sleep over.
Well, if you're ever down this way, let us know.
Oh, that's what you
yep.
say now.
Yeah,
you think I'm weird now? Watch me sleep. I got the video.
Rob will be sleepwalking into Erica's room.
Oh, poor Erica.
Guys, this has been a blast. Yeah, it's really been fun.
Thank you. You guys
guys.
Always a pleasure, you guys.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.